Thoughts on Micah. Micah chapter 2, verses 7 to 9. The abusive prophets. Now, I'm a bit concerned about that title. I'm not sure that I really I've got the title right. I find the passage very tricky, and I think the commentators do as well. I find it hard to decide here what is being said about whom, but I'll offer what I see here as my thought upon it in a moment. One thing I do know, that Micah can talk of Judah and address Judah as being in a sick and sorry state. Things are in a dreadful condition. Verse 7, should it be said, O house of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord angry? Does he do such things? Do not my words do good to him whose ways are upright? I take that to mean that their ways are not upright. Their ways are bent, twisted, out of vertical. They're wrong. Verse 8, lately my people have risen up like an enemy. Enemy is a word. We're talking of Judah here. Enemy to God? Enemy to truth? Or is it an enemy to Judah? What is the thought here? Verse 8. Lately my people have risen up like an enemy. You strip off the rich robe from those who pass by without a care, like men returning from battle. I believe, this is my thought at the moment, but I'm cautious about it, that in the context here, Micah is addressing the false prophets, and they're stripping off the rich robe. They've risen up against the people. Their ways are bent and twisted. They're showing cruelty, verse 9. You drive the women of my people from their pleasant homes. You take away my blessing from their children forever. As he goes on in verses 10 and 11, I think this is addressing the false prophets. As I say, it's very tricky. The mark of evil here, the mark of the evil of the times, is that the shepherds have turned into scavengers. The prophets are abusing the people. It's an appalling grief in disorder in Judah at this time. Confusion and pain is written large across the people. Do not prophesy, their prophets say. Don't go on like that to Micah. They don't want to hear Micah. They don't want to hear Jeremiah. They don't want to hear Ezekiel. They don't want to hear Amos. They don't want such men. And they have their own ways. They're feathering their nest. They're doing very well. They're prospering. They're riding roughshod over God's people. Now that was what was going on in Judah. And God saw it, and God knew it, and he complained to the people, and to the prophets, through this man. That's why I've called this the abusive prophets, men who fleecing, robbing, cheating, hurting the children of God. It's almost unthinkable. We've had in recent times medical people who have been guilty of inflicting terrible pain, even death, upon patients, so on. It's unthinkable. But here it is the false prophets. Well, of course, we've always got to ask the question, is there any lesson for us? Is it possible that in our time we have such men abusing the sheep of God? If so, if this word hits any one of them, may God awaken the conscience and the mind and the heart. And for those who are being fleeced, may they wake up and stand for truth and for God. Praise God that people like Micah, they knew how to stand, and they did stand. We need people of that caliber today.